Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
The Human Rights Commission, having found numerous human rights violations relating to the death of the 21 teenagers at the Inyobeni Tavern. You remember that story, absolutely heartbreaking. On the line with us is Dr. Eileen Carter from the South African Human Rights Commission. Thank you so much, Dr. Carter, for your time. Good evening and welcome. Dr. Carter, are you able to hear us?
Hi, good evening, Camilo. Yes, I am able to hear you.
Fantastic. Lovely to have you on the show. Dr. Carter, really, really important that you went out to have a look at what really was at play here. And I just want to maybe, first of all, outline your what it is that you are looking for. So, of course, you are not the police, you are not a security agency, you are not looking to find criminality or civil, investigating a civil case. You were looking for something else. What was it?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for setting that parameter. Yes, the Human Rights Commission investigated the systemic challenges which may have contributed to this Inyobeni tragedy. And that meant that we looked at system failures, oversight failures, and basically a combination of stakeholder failure, which led to the incidents which we refer to now as this tragedy.
And it becomes very broad, because as you were doing your work, my understanding is that there were also other people who asked you to look further into the scope of your work. What was the request from the outside stakeholders?
So, Camilla, we made about 35 findings against 5 stakeholders, and we expanded our investigation to also not only look at it as a locality-specific concern, but perhaps as a national concern. In doing so, we also looked at the roles that our national departments are playing in either legislating or failing to legislate towards the protection of vulnerable communities and children when it comes to alcohol abuse and the effects thereof.
And one of the things that stood out in your report is just how the fact that actually you did have an active society, you did have an active community in this regard, which did highlight to the police that this particular tavern was a problem in society, was a problem in their community. And the fact that there was very little movement from the police when they did raise the concerns.
That is unfortunately true. The community did raise concerns about the tavern. The tavern was not zoned to do business. So there are a lot of things that went wrong here. And that is exactly what our report aims to do. We aim to pull together these threads and then to come to a common understanding of what now needs to be done for us to at least try and move forward and improve on the situation that was created on the ground.
What other sentiments came through from the community, apart from not feeling like the police were really taking their concerns seriously? Let's talk about other things that they raised as concerns.
So, interestingly enough, during one of our visits, we tried to establish, are there any alternatives for children? You know, when they do want to embark on a festive mood or a celebration, what do they do? So what we then saw, specifically in Scenery Park, was that there were very limited opportunities for children to enjoy recreational facilities. So the one that we did visit was, in fact, vandalized. And children would very clearly not visit that premises, especially not without oversight. So in doing so, we also then looked to the Department of Education and making our findings. And towards our recommendations, we then moved to say, can we perhaps create an alternative environment for children to, celebrate
recreation
end of year. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And we have made recommendations to the department to say, what about cultural festivals and sports festivals and heritage festivals during that period of the year when kids are looking to join hands and celebrate their wins? So we need to relook perhaps at how we assist children when they do want to exercise their right also to access recreational facilities.
I mean, it's quite heartbreaking when you hear from what you've been, reporting on some of the concerns that the families had. I want us to talk a little bit about what are the recommendations that you've put forward, the zoning being one and another one being of the age restriction on alcohol consumption.
So we've made almost 20 recommendations, Camilo, and I think the first one is the moratorium on the issuing of on-site licenses. Mm. So what we found was that there was a gross incapacity from the Eastern Cape Liquor Board, so much so that there was only one inspector available for every 470 liquor outlets. Mm. So for us, it's very important to point that out, to say you cannot issue new licenses if you are unable to regulate or oversee the enforcement of compliance. So that was one of the recommendations we've made. But also, in the current legislation, the Substance Abuse Act, local drug action committees are catered for. And the Act asks each local municipality to create such a committee. Unfortunately, again, the Buffalo City Metro Municipality did not have one of these committees established at the time of the incident, and unfortunately still do not have this committee. And we are urging all municipalities, not only within the province but nationally, to please abide by this regulation that calls upon them to establish these LDACs, because it also assists the community to take hands and report, you know, alcohol abuse related incidents and also substance abuse prevention. Further recommendations that we've made is we've called upon the municipality to do an audit of all liquor outlets in its jurisdiction. So they need to go and verify whether these outlets are zoned. They need to go and verify whether these outlets are in compliance with the building regulations. And for SAPS, we've said specifically training. It was clear that they may not have been aware of what different sets of regulatory frameworks were calling upon them to do. But they also need assistance. Now, currently, the Eastern Cape Liquor Board inspectors are unfortunately not designated as peace officers. So we're still waiting for the Minister of Justice to designate them as peace officers as per Section 334 of the Criminal Procedure Act. So you would agree with me that there are a lot of things that are in place, but we are just not following through. And that brings me to a very important recommendation that we've made. There is draft liquor legislation, the Draft Liquor Amendment Bill, that has been pending since 2016. And that bill brings upon very clear recommendations, and it's based on a policy that was developed by government. Mm. So the research around this has already been done. Mm. Now, this amendment bill would ask then for the age restriction to be moved up until up to 21. One of the other recommendations or determinants is that there should be no liquor outlet within 500 meters of a school or a place of worship. Mm-hmm. And also asking that you restrict advertising of alcohol only to the point of sale. So these are all-encompassing determinations which will surely improve the regulatory framework and the environment within which our communities are currently finding themselves. So we urge all government stakeholders to now look at our recommendations and see how quick we can perhaps move towards implementation.
Very fine line, because ultimately we all know, yes, of course, as the liquor industry always tells us, you know, it helps with the economy, but a very fine line. Communities, society has to commend, you know, look at the fact that they have their own values that they need to think about, children to think about, and balancing that out between the economy and the needs of the economy, as well as the needs of the society's well-being.
Absolutely. And as the Commission, we also did that almost rationality test. And we found justifiable reasons in terms of Section 36 of the Constitution to perhaps limit Section 22, which would be the, you know, the liquor industry's right to trade towards, you know, rather looking at the rights of children, the public interest, and Ubuntu. We need to speak about Ubuntu here. Sometimes you have to give up something to make sure that we protect the public against potential harms. And for us, that's common sense. And we must also realize that rights are not always, absolute, and that we can sometimes limit them if it is in the interest of an open democracy such as ours.
Really, thank you very much for that, Dr. Eileen Carter from the South African Human Rights Commission. That report is available for all of us to have a look at, but very, very important issues to deal with there.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.